Okay, here's the pickings for the day today. We're going to talk about buying a home without a real estate agent. Have you ever Googled it? And you see there is a lot of stuff that's on the internet. There's no question about it. There's lots of information. But majority of it is pointing back to the realtor because they want to work with you to be able to collect a commission. Now, here's the thing. Now, there's three things that you got to know about buying a home without a real estate agent, okay? Now, first off, is that you will save thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars working without, without a realtor. Now, how do you do this? Because a realtor is going to tell you, if he's working for you to buy a piece of property, he's going to say, well, it comes off the seller's price. It comes off the seller's part. Well, realistically, you're the buyer. You're giving money, your money over to the seller to purchase the property. So in fact, it's your own money you're paying the realtor. Think about that. Every realtor is going to say, well, don't worry about it. That comes off the seller's side. The seller pays me. It's complete malarkey, bullshit. The money is coming from the buyer, you as the buyer purchasing the property. And when they say it's free to you, that's a complete lie. That's a lie. When a realtor tells you, acting as a buyer's agent, that, it's free to you. It comes off the seller's side. No, it doesn't, because you're the buyer. You're the one paying the money to the seller. Therefore, it's your own bloody money. Now, the second thing that we have to talk about is when you are writing an offer on a property, okay, you got to have the right paperwork to begin with, and you can phone up whichever real estate board you're in. Myself, I'm in the Vancouver Real Estate Board. And the thing is that you negotiate your own price. You negotiate all the stuff, everything. So the thing is that when you're talking to a realtor about buying a property, they're going to turn it around on you and say, no, you can't. I'll write it up for you. I know the ways to do this. I know how to write up the contingencies or the subjects. I know how to negotiate the offer. You know, if you do your homework properly to write up an offer, like I said on another episode, even on my YouTube channel, I have clearly said how to do your homework to find out a good price to put an offer in yourself without a realtor. You don't need this designated agency bullshit that keeps going on and on and on. You know, because of the mere fact, even if you have a designated agent, if you do work with a realtor, you could have hundreds of those things with 100 different realtors, but it doesn't mean you have to work with one realtor. Get that through your head, people. Just because you signed a designated agency or even a customer relationship with a realtor, you do not have to make an offer on a property with that realtor or any of the realtors. You can work with any of them if you want, but my recommendation is no, you don't. Don't save yourself all that money. Now, number three that I want to say is you know, okay, doesn't matter if you're working with a realtor under designated agency or not, but you know, the realtor is going to tell you they have your best interests at their heart. Like, they're working for you, yes, but is it a clear communication between you and your realtor? I will say myself, as a former realtor, majority of the times you're working with another realtor, and the thing is that there is things that happen in the background that the public never knows about. So, and they're saying to you under designated agency that they have your best interest at heart. No, they don't. They do not. They got dollar signs in their head, and that's all they got. When it's, when you're looking for a realtor, if you do decide to work with a realtor, and they say, oh, my business is all off of referrals, all my business is 100% referrals, bullshit. Why would a realtor put their income based on referrals? They're putting their income in somebody else's hands. Don't let that fool you. Now, the thing is, though, too, working with a realtor does have its benefits, of course. Like, they do have information that's not available to the public, like expired listings. You know, that's one of the key things. But you can find out all the listings in your vicinity of your subject property that you want to buy. You can find out exactly what the prices are for each one of those properties, compare them to the ones that you want to buy. And at the same time, I highly recommend you do not use a realtor buying or selling property, because you could do all this shit yourself. So the thing is that if you're buying a property and it is listed with a realtor, that realtor, that's the seller's realtor, will do everything to try and confuse you. They're going to use terminology, technology. They're going to use all kinds of a lingo that's going to, you know, try to confuse you. But you also have the right to say, explain that to me in baby talk. Don't let them try to guide you down their road. Again, what is value to you, not to the realtor? So I highly, highly recommend that. I don't recommend anybody working with a realtor. Save yourself thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. I've seen paychecks over $50,000 just for one side of a transaction. You know, so anyway, when it comes to working without a realtor, you can do the CMA, comparable market analysis, yourself. You know, so you don't have to worry about doing that. Hiring a realtor saying, oh, I can do this for you. No, you can do it yourself too. You can look up what's available in the area, you know, and you can actually, when you're buying, oh, here's an important thing. Make sure you get an inspection done, a home inspection. Doesn't matter if it's a condo or not, because there could be black mold lurking somewhere. In BC, we are living in a humid, humid area. Therefore, black mold is very common. So you make sure you get a home inspection. Also, make sure you do a title search. You can request a title search. There's no question. A realtor isn't the only one that can get a title search done. And the thing is that also, when you're looking at the closing costs, consider the lawyer, consider the home inspector, consider all these costs up front, okay? Because it's all covered in my course that I am offering right now in beta. And it's a darn cheap course, if you ask me. It will be going up because it's in beta. I'm only going to be working with maximum 10 people. And right now I've only got six spots left. So the thing is, you know, yes, having a realtor can definitely help you going through the process, but you can write up the offer yourself. You can get the home inspection yourself. You can do the title search yourself. You can talk to the lawyer yourself. You do not need a realtor. So anyway, my name is Robert, and I am the founder of Vancouver Real Estate Academy. And if you have any questions, you can find me on my YouTube channel at Vancouver Real Estate. You can also find me if you want, you can email me at info@robertmarket.com. That's info@robertmarket.com. I hope this is all helpful about buying real estate yourself for residential properties in British Columbia and across Canada. This information works all across Canada.